glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
A reading from Psalms 67:4. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth. That was Psalm 67, verse 4.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, May 19th, 2026. Oh, listening friend, I hope you can stay with me for the next 20 or so minutes. I'm going to do something that I don't think I've done maybe ever in the 30 plus years, maybe a time or two. I've had a few special gifted musicians and singer-songwriters in the studio with me. But why I have them here is because this past Saturday, there was a special gathering held at the Ministerial Alliance, I guess you'd say building. It's a house and it's a converted garage into like a prayer room and a library. It's open 24 hours a day. You've heard me talk and reference Bishop Jonathan Franklin and how he has a passion for prayer and uniting people throughout the Springfield area. Well, this property was donated, and I'm going to share this because maybe there's other areas like Bloomington Normal or Decatur or Champaign Urbana or Danville or outlying areas where somebody's going to donate a property and they're going to build an alliance house where many churches can come together and pray and worship and teach. And so this past Saturday, facilitated by Kevin Slott, a shaker and mover in the Springfield area, he helped out a few years ago with the Billy Sunday Revival, has a heart for people. Well, he put together a little flyer saying, seeking God for the city, specifically for Springfield, and brought people together to worship, to share, and to pray. And so I participated. And so Jeff and Jenna Pierce, they helped facilitate and led out in worship. And it was such a blessing. It ministered to all of us in the room. And so I have them in the studio. And basically, I'm going to have Jeff and Jenna lead out, kind of facilitating what they did for us all. They just opened up scripture. They began playing the guitar. And it's not going to be a typical Testimony Tuesday where they'll be able to share their faith journey, though that may come into some of our conversations. I've asked Jenna, bringing us before the Lord, opening up a time of worship. And so Jeff has brought in his guitar. But Jenna, really, I'm just going to ask you to facilitate a time for our listeners. Some are sitting at home, some are driving to work, some, because this re-airs in the evening, will be returning from work. But you and Jeff help facilitate worship at House of Prayer, where Scott Beecham is the pastor, and I appreciate your voice, your heart, the style of worship that you let us all in. So for you listening, friend, for the next 20 or so minutes, prepare your heart to be attentive to God's leading, his prompting, the work of the Holy Spirit to maybe bring healing or hope, but also to seek God for your city, your circumstances where you get to serve and witness for him. And I'm just going to give it over to Jeff and Jenna now to facilitate this morning's program.
Well, this is a call to all the worshipers of Illinois, of Springfield, of Champaign, of Urbana, of Decatur, of Chicago, all the cities of Illinois coming together and pleading the blood of the Lamb of our Lord Jesus Christ over your city. I invite you to sing with me and decree and declare the victory of Jesus over our cities and over our state. 1 Corinthians 15:56 through verse 58, Paul says, "The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord,
Amen.
Because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. And as you labor in prayer for your city, remember that God is on the throne, that He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and be encouraged. We're going to sing God of this City. You're the God of this city. You're the King of these people. You're the Lord of this nation. You are. You're the light in the darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. There's no one like you, God. There is no one like you, God. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. There's no one like you, God. There is no one like you, God. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things have yet to come. And greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things. Greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done here. Sing it out over your city. Sing with me. You're the God of this city. You're the King of these people. You're the Lord of this nation. You are. You're the light. You're the light in this darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. There's no one like you, God. There is no one like you, God. Sing that again. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. Sing there. There is no one like you, God. Greater things. Greater things have yet to come. And greater things have still to be done. You're the Lord of creation, the creator of all things. You're the Lord of creation, the creator of all things. You're the King above all kings. You are. You're the strength. You're the strength in the weakness. You're the love to the broken. You're the joy to the sadness. You are. There is no one like you, God. There is no one like our God. There is no one like you, God. Again, there is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. In this city. more time, greater things.
Greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet to come, and greater things have still to be done here.
And even on the darkest day, the day when the beloved Son of God was buried and dead on the earth, even on the darkest day, there was hope. For God sent his one and only Son, that whoever should believe in him might not perish but have eternal life. Because he died and rose again, we live. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being obedient to the Father, to his will, that we might become sons and daughters again of the Most High God. Because there is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. There is no one like you, God. There is no one like our God. There is no one like you, God.
Oh, listening friend, are you feeling a little blessed on your way to work today? This is a special Testimony Tuesday. In the studio with me is Jeff and Jenna Pierce. They're worship leaders at the House of Prayer here in and around the Springfield area. And this past Saturday, as we were praying up for the city of Springfield, I wanted to bless you with some of what they shared with our group, how they facilitated worship and had us drawn closer to God. Kevin Slott kind of hosted this gathering, and I think he meets the third Saturday of every month at the Springfield Ministerial Alliance Prayer Room. It's open 24 hours a day. I think Bishop Jonathan Franklin, many times at like 3 in the morning, he goes there and prays. There are many different groups and churches and organizations and individuals that'll stop by. Like I said, the door's never locked, and it's a beautiful remodeled garage and a home where they host the Ministerial Alliance offices. But it's a great place to pray and to worship. And I asked Jeff and Jenna, could they come to today's edition of Mark and Friends and participate and lead us all in a time of worshiping this great God that we serve, a God that answers our prayer, that cares for us, and delights in bringing righteousness into an area, into a town, into a locale. And that's through inviting the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. And so I'm going to ask Jeff to pause on playing the guitar and read the focus verse that we had, the John 17, because that was a framework that we used to pray for the city. And we prayed specifically for Frank Lesko. He's the Sangamon County recorder, but he's running for the Senate in Illinois. And what a humble servant of the Lord. And he shared a little bit of testimony time, and we got to pray over him. And I think that's part of the purposes of gathering on the third Saturday of every month, is to pray for different people that are servants that maybe work for the government or the state. And so Frank Lesko, a follower of Jesus, he and his wife Kim loved the Lord, and he felt called to run for this position, really at the prompting of his wife Kim. And so we're just praying them up as they want to be servants. But Jeff and Jenna helped facilitate the time of worship with Jeff playing the guitar, and you've already heard Jenna's wonderful, lovely voice, and I thought we'll get them into the studio. And so they're joining me on this Testimony Tuesday. But John 17 was a focus verse that Kevin had put on a flyer, and he facilitated the time of prayer with asking Frank how we could specifically pray for him and in his position, and for him and his wife Kim. And then we had Jeff and Jenna kind of facilitating the worship time and helping us just focus on the great God that we serve. But John 17 was a portion that was read to everyone.
John 17, my prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be as one as we are one. I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. John 17.
Yeah, that was part of the things that we discussed and shared, is that unity that God desires, that we can be one, that Jesus asked God to help us all unite and be one, even in our differences and the diversity and different worship styles or practices that we have in our church, that we could model Christ to a hurting world and be unified. And Jeff and Jenna, did you have a special takeaway before you lead us in another song of worship from that experience and that just time where we united together and worshiped and praised the Lord?
I was personally touched by Frank Lesko and his testimony that this has been a journey that the Lord has been preparing him for many decades. And that is encouraging, that to know that the Lord has been at work in the lives of many, many good people for the state of Illinois. And that just, I'm encouraged to hear that the greater things are coming.
And Jeff, I'm going to put you on the spot. Have you always played the guitar, and were you drawn to Jenna because of her voice, or how did you two meet? We got to share a little testimony Tuesday, a little of the love story, but what drew you to her? Was it her gift sets or her love for the Lord?
Well, a little of all those things, honestly. Yeah, I've played the guitar since I've been in high school. I played in bands around town. I didn't know that at that time that God was training me for this, for his work, and that he'd given me a gift to use for his glory and to speak to his children. Jenna is obviously a very gifted singer, beautiful voice, deeply spiritual, loves Jesus, such a beautiful person above and beyond what you guys can gain through her singing here today. She has a heart to praise God, and I am so blessed just to be beside her in this. We frequently look at each other when we're worshiping, and we can feel God, the power that he has working through us to bless people, and it's an honor to be part of this with her.
And Jenna, as we close out with a song, and it looks like we have a few minutes left, at some point can pray for those listeners that are heavy laden or are overwhelmed, or maybe for that listener today that has not come into that realization that God loves them, that they can have a relationship with Jesus, that they can worship in a new way because now they're not worshiping titles or their position or their role in this world. They have an eternity to spend with the God who loves them and cares for them.
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you that you have a heart for the broken and the lost and the hurting. I thank you that you know every need before we even speak it. I thank you that we can come to you with our greatest need. And I just want to encourage each and every listener that there is no burden too heavy for Jesus. All of the burden, all of the weight falls upon him on the cross. It is a beautiful exchange, and dare I say, absolutely crazy. It was a crazy thing for God to do, but he did it because he loves us. And it's very, very simple. All you have to do is come. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have it together. In fact, you most likely don't. None of us do. All you need are your 2 feet, and you walk. You walk all the way to the cross of Jesus Christ. You give it to him, and he will do the rest. He says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest." So I invite you to come to the cross, to come to the feet of Jesus, and lay your heavy burden down in exchange for his peace. For Jesus says, my peace I leave you. My perfect peace, not the peace of the world. In this world, you will have many troubles. But take heart. I have overcome the world. We're going to sing You Reign Above It All, because he has overcome. The reign of darkness now has ended. In the kingdom of light, in the kingdom of light, forever under your dominion, you're the king of my life. You're the king of my life. You reign above it all. You reign above it all. You reign above it all. Over the universe. Over the universe and over every heart. There is no higher name. Jesus, you reign above it all. On the cross, the work was finished. And on the cross, the work was finished. God, you poured out your life just to give us new life. Now from the lips of the forgiven, now from the lips of the forgiven, hear an anthem arise, 'cause Jesus, you're alive. You're alive. And you reign above it all. You reign above it all. Over the universe and over every heart. There is no higher name. Jesus, you reign. Let all of heaven, let all of heaven and the earth erupt in song. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah to the everlasting one. There is no higher name. Jesus, you reign above it all.
In case you didn't tune in on the front end of this program, in the studio with me on this Testimony Tuesday is Jeff and Jenna Pierce. They help facilitate worship at the House of Prayer in Springfield under the capable direction of Pastor Scott Beecham. Appreciate their heart for this community of Springfield and planting seeds for all of you to figure out how you can participate and pray for your city and advance God's kingdom purposes wherever you are, as you go, wherever you go, whether it's Decatur or Champaign-Urbana or our listeners in Iowa or Indiana or throughout the state of Illinois. God shall be glorified, and we get to seek him for our city. So be praying up this wonderful couple and the work that God desires to do in all of us as the many communities on Sunday, I think 100-something different communities throughout Illinois. We're praying at the courthouses and with the National Day of Prayer and the 250th anniversary of our nation. Many people are praying, so be praying with me and with your family and your friends that God will be realized in so many hearts and minds and that we'll all turn to the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior and our caregiver. He'll walk with us. He empowers us with his Holy Spirit to be his ambassador and his representative wherever we're at. And so appreciate Jeff and Jenna for carving out time on this Testimony Tuesday. And we'll get them back in the studio in the future days to share some of their life journey, their love story, and how God is at work at the House of Prayer through their ministry. So I hope you were blessed by today's broadcast. And if you missed a portion of it, want to pass it on to a friend or listen to it again, stop by WLUJ.org or greatnewsradio.org, and you can listen anytime under the Mark and Friends tab. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Jeff and Jenna Pierce with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.